The following is a message from Pastor Ellis Orozco of First Baptist Richardson. For more information, please visit fbcr.org.
Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of the Beyond the Sermon podcast. I'm Ellis, and I'm the senior pastor at First Richardson, and this is the place where we kind of dive a little deeper into what we learned this last Sunday from the sermon. So this last Sunday, we talked about Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at the well, and the theme of the sermon was becoming an evangelist and what it looks like to really share your faith, not out of a sense of duty, but because you want to, because you've experienced this amazing thing with Jesus, and you just want everyone else to experience it as well. Now, Jesus meets this woman at the Samaritan woman at the well, and she's actually a triple threat to Jesus as a righteous Jewish rabbi. There are at least three reasons why Jesus would look past her and not even acknowledge her, much less talk to her. First of all, she's a woman, and in that culture, women were beneath men, and especially a learned man such as Jesus, someone who was considered a rabbi, a teacher. Yeah, most rabbis would not, quote unquote, waste their time talking to a woman. So she's a woman. And then secondly, she's a Samaritan. And for the Jews, the Samaritans were also considered to be inferior spiritually. And so a good rabbi probably would never even speak to a Samaritan. And then the third is that she was a sinner. She had been married 5 times, divorced 5 times, and the man she was living with wasn't even her husband. And so a good, righteous rabbi in that culture probably wouldn't have talked to her. But Jesus obliterates all three of these obstacles. And these three obstacles that would have been insurmountable for most first century rabbis seem to be completely insignificant to Jesus. Jesus engages in this amazing conversation with her, and in the process, her life is changed forever, and she becomes this amazing evangelist who goes into her village and begins to tell everyone about Jesus, and it really changes that entire village. So just a couple of things I mentioned, and I want to kind of reiterate with you about what it looks like to become this kind of evangelist. Jesus models some of the things for us. And so a couple of practical suggestions. First, you should always ask God to help you with this idea of sharing your faith. Jesus was in constant contact with the Father. Where most Jewish rabbis would have gone around Samaria, Jesus goes through Samaria. And it's because he had this divine appointment. I think he knew that there was going to be someone there at that place, in that village, who needed to have a conversation with him. So instead of doing the normal thing, going around Samaria, Jesus goes through Samaria because he's in constant contact with the Father, and he knows that he's supposed to be there. And the second thing is, I would encourage you from time to time, to change your natural pathways. As I said, Jesus went through Samaria instead of around it. A lot of times we get into these ruts and we're going in these same kind of pathways in life, the same traffic patterns. And pretty soon everyone in our traffic pattern is already a Christian, and we don't even come into contact with people who are not Christians. And so if every once in a while you change your natural pathways, you change your, your social groups, and you start to meet people who don't necessarily have a relationship with Jesus. The third thing I would suggest is that you look for the least expected. This woman would have been easy to dismiss. She would have been easy to not talk to, but Jesus sees her and he talks to her. A lot of times the person that you least expect to meet is the person that you will meet that God wants you to talk to. The fourth thing I would say is build simple relationships. Jesus' relationship with this woman started with a simple request. He said, "Can you help me?" Jesus doesn't start from a position of superiority. He starts it from a position of need, of vulnerability. He says to her, "Can you help me get some water? I need help." And so if you think about it, a lot of your relationships started with just a simple request or a simple idea, a simple conversation. And so you start there and you build from there. Eventually, you earn the right to start talking about spiritual matters. And the fifth thing I would say is expect God to move. A lot of times we go into these things where we want to share Jesus, but we're just afraid because we don't feel like we have the right answers, or we don't feel like we know enough about the Bible, or we don't feel like we know enough about Jesus or about God to really talk to someone. But the question really is, do you trust God to do the heavy lifting for you. Paul says in one place in his letters, he's talking about the growth of the church, and he says, I planted the seed. And then Apollos, who was another pastor in that church, he said, Apollos watered the seed, but only God can make it grow. So you're not called in all of this to be super successful. It's not about you putting another notch on your belt because you won someone else to the Lord. It's not about you just going out there and winning all these people to the church or anything like that. It really is about loving people, being obedient to God who has asked you to share. And so you're not called to be successful. You're just called to be obedient and trust that God is going to do something with that. Now, you may never see what he does with it. You may just be the one who plants the seed like Paul did, or you may just be the one who waters the seed like Apollos did. And it may be someone else down the line who actually is able to be a part of the harvest of that, the fruit of that labor. But you're called just to be successful, to be obedient, just to do your part and let God do his part. We ended the sermon with this question, really. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that he is who he said he is? Because if you believe that he is, then he's the most amazing person who has ever lived. And your experience with him has so changed your life that just naturally makes you want everyone else to try Jesus. It's like when you try some amazing product that really makes a difference in your life, you know, whether it's a vitamin or some kind of exercise routine or some new diet you've tried that has really made a difference in your life. You just naturally want everyone else to try it too, because you know that if they do, it will make a difference in their life. And so your experience with Jesus that goes really beyond believing him, but having experienced him, is the motivation and all the motivation you need, really, to share him with other people, because he can make the same difference in their life. I pray that God will help you to do that this week. And thanks again for listening to this podcast.